It's time for Agriculture, presented by Turkana Farms in Germantown, New York, a small-scale producer of heritage breed livestock and a wide array of vegetables and berries on just over 39 acres. They also produce a full array of garden vegetables, many of them heirloom varieties raised naturally, as well as an assortment of berries, including raspberries, blackberries, gooseberries, black, red, and white currants, mulberries, and elderberries. And now, here's Victoria Cox.
Hi all, it's Victoria here, making my first contribution to the incredible archive of Turkana Farm essays. As Halloween approaches, I've been thinking about the function of costumes. Somehow, in my attempt to minimize what I packed as I moved to Turkana Farms from Raleigh, I forgot a critical component of my fall wardrobe, the full NASA-style astronaut jumpsuit I made in college. I spend the vast majority of the year waiting for an appropriate time to wear it, and now, with the hour at hand, it's 600 miles away. I should have reread Packing for Mars instead of Marie Kondo. I spotted a field vest in a thrift store last week and very nearly bought it. And now, lacking a costume for a party this weekend, I'm doubly regretting wasting a drop from my tiny reserve of self-restraint. When I worked as a field technician for Neon, these vests were standard issue, garishly orange, with about 90 mesh pockets and loops, usually rattling with pens, keys, compass, and an accidental collection of foliage. Aesthetically, they border on offensive, and are hardly what springs to mind when thinking of appropriate professional dress. But as we moved through a range of public, private, and semi-private lands, this garment functioned as both an all-access pass and a protective shield. While I would never suggest abusing this knowledge, it turns out that a reflective vest and a clipboard open all doors, or at least suggest you're doing something important enough to be left alone. As I've trailed Peter S. through various feedlots and garages, getting inducted to the farm and meeting its suppliers over the past few weeks, I felt the same way about our matching outfits, what I sometimes think of as farm drag, of Carhartt jacket, jeans stained with something disgusting, and rubber boots. Inevitably, whoever it is that we're meeting is wearing a remarkably similar outfit, and no one feels the need to comment on how well we coordinated. In these spaces, I would feel out of place in anything else. I can't count how many times in my spotty career of outdoor work I've suddenly realized the inverse sensation, stepping into a university office and being not just the only person without a tie, but also the only one without sleeves. Or catching my reflection in the window at the library and realizing I look like a cartoon pig pen rather than an actual human adult who pays taxes. I think we've all felt that particular discomfort of being incorrectly dressed for the occasion. It's painful not just because you might be wearing the wrong functional garment, but because it suggests you misread the situation, and your mistake is visible on your body. Clothing can say deeply personal, even intimate things, and this visual language is never louder or more apparent than when we're suddenly speaking it wrong. This is part of the great appeal of a uniform, the idea that one set of clothes will always be just what's expected. I've been pleased and relieved at the distance my jacket and jeans combo has carried me so far, but not everywhere. Just last weekend, I found myself out of place again, looking around surreptitiously, my face warming, as I realized I was the only person in a packed room who hadn't made my own sweater. This was at a panel at the Sheep and Wool Festival in Rhinebeck, of course, maybe the last place where this particular sartorial misstep is possible. And I'll allow for the possibility that no one but me noticed my sudden flush or the tag in my shirt. I'll even venture to guess that my insecurity stemmed less from self-consciousness at the source of my outfit, and more from the fact that I'd spent all morning trying to answer questions about what I was doing here in the Hudson Valley, with answers I wasn't all too sure of myself. How big will your flock be next spring? Is your family from around here? How do you pronounce Appalachia? I could have answered all of these with about 10 minutes each and lots of qualifiers, but I usually just ended up smiling, pretending I couldn't quite hear what they had said, and ducking away behind the nearest handmade masterpiece. Precision. Certainty. This is often what we want from a costume, for someone to take a good look and their eyes to light up with the knowledge of exactly what you're meant to be. when I get up in the morning and dress myself in anything besides an astronaut outfit. More often than not, I imagine a scrutinizing gaze asking the dreaded question, "What are you supposed to be again?" I don't have an answer for this voice either, as I learn, through a series of steps and missteps, how to fit my old life into the new role that this farm demands. I have big boots to fill. Impossibly big. But that's the excellent thing about a good costume. With the right one, you can step out into a character you never saw yourself playing before, and embody it. I'm still growing into this one. Thanks for being with me for the dress rehearsal.
Agriculture is underwritten by Turkana Farms, LLC, a small-scale producer of heritage-bred livestock and a wide array of vegetables and berries on just over 39 acres in Germantown, New York. More information, 518-537-3815.